This week, Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, and Mike Huckabee formally entered the race for the Republican nomination for president, bringing the official field of GOP candidates to six. And Lindsey Graham might very well be the next Republican to join before Jeb Bush.
So lots to talk about this week, so cue the music.
Here and now,
2016. Now for our weekly look at 2016 politics. And this week we've got Kay Henderson, news director of Radio Iowa, with us. Hi, Kay.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And Paul Steinhauser, political director of NH1 in New Hampshire. Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon. I've said it before. I love that theme music.
I do, too. And OK, now here's the next thing, though. Which one of you is going to go first as I ask you how things are on the ground, New Hampshire or Iowa? I'll just allow you to just battle it out.
Or you can harmonize it.
Which do you expect us to do a duet?
I don't know. No. So Kay, let's start with you. How are things going in Iowa right now in the campaign?
It's been a busy week. All three of those folks that you mentioned, Carly Fiorina, Ben Carson, and Mike Huckabee, were here. They were out meeting with Iowans. There were hundreds of Iowans who came out to talk to and see those three people.
And Paul, what about New Hampshire? What's going on there?
Well, Fiorina and Carson are actually coming here this weekend. This week, we had a host of candidates coming through here, two in particular, some big names, Chris Christie, Rick Perry, but they're both low in the polls, and they're both really kind of looking for a second chance, trying to revive their Republican presidential nomination chances. And we also had John Kasich and George Pataki, who look more and more like candidates every day and may be that way in just a few weeks. So, listen, we're getting a parade of contenders and candidates through here, and that's not going to end until February.
Oh, long live retail politics and presidential primaries. But on the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said this week that she supports a pathway to citizenship for people in the country illegally. So a pretty strong statement there that got a response from Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. He called her stance, quote, a full embrace of amnesty, and that's unfair to hardworking Americans. Rand Paul, the Kentucky senator, also weighed in. Here he is on Arizona radio station KTAR yesterday, arguing for change.
Farmers in Kentucky use migrant labor, and they tell me that they advertise for Americans. And like I had a farmer recently tell me he's advertised for 30 years and never had one American apply for a job.
Right.
So we do need migrant labor, and there has to be some kind of compromise to come about on this.
Well, Kate, let me ask you, when the candidates talk about this in Iowa, like, how are they talking about immigration?
Well, Republican candidates absolutely embrace the no amnesty ever policy. We have a congressman in Iowa named Steve King who's sort of made this part of his cause to fight any amnesty legislation in Congress. And you won't find any of these Republicans coming to Iowa embracing what Hillary Clinton embraced this week.
Even after the loss in 2012, which a lot of people said the Republicans lost that election because of their stance on immigration, they're not shifting at all?
Absolutely not. Partly because at least one third of the Republican electorate here in Iowa in most polls finds this issue to be, you know, one of their top two or three issues.
Hey, Paul, we remember back to 2008 when Hillary Clinton was running against then Senator Barack Obama and won in New Hampshire. Is there any chance that somebody like a Bernie Sanders could give Hillary Clinton a real run for her money in the state of New Hampshire?
And Bernie Sanders was just here a couple of days ago, and we'll see him all the time. Remember, he lives in neighboring Vermont, so campaigning in New Hampshire is pretty relatively inexpensive for him. And we've also got, coming up in the next few days, we've got Martin O'Malley, the former Maryland governor, and former Senator Jim Webb of Virginia coming here. So and they're both likely to jump in soon. Will any of these people give Hillary Clinton a fight here in New Hampshire? Probably not. I think this is the best case scenario for Hillary Clinton. She actually has the kind of the goes through the designs of having a primary challenge, but with challengers who really aren't going to give her much of a fight. There are some disgruntled progressives here in New Hampshire who are not so crazy about Hillary Clinton. They would like to see her more progressive, more liberal on some of the issues. But at the end of the day, this Hillary Clinton really owns New Hampshire. This is her state. She did well here before. Her husband's done well here. So we will go through the appearance of having a primary. We'll have some other contenders, but she doesn't have to sweat it out, at least not in the primary.
And Kay, what about how that might affect Clinton in Iowa?
I would just say ditto. The latest polling data here shows that Hillary Clinton is a strong favorite of the majority, the vast majority of Democrats here in Iowa. People like Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders and Jim Webb have spent time here. Webb was just here in western Iowa this week, but they really haven't caught fire here. They are addressing, as Paul mentioned, the concerns of part of the left wing of their party, but Clinton appears to be in a good position in Iowa.
Okay, let's talk.
And you know what's,
yeah, go ahead.
You know what's interesting, though, is that you're seeing Hillary Clinton on some issues start to move further to the left, and maybe that's pressure from the Elizabeth Warren wing of the party and some of these other progressives, but especially on immigration, what she did in Nevada, maybe she wouldn't have done that a couple of weeks ago.
It is definitely Nevada. I'll tell you that right now. but let me ask you about a couple of other things that have been in the news this week that have entered into the campaign a bit. And one of them is this thing called Jade Helm. This multi-state Pentagon training exercise in the South and West has become controversial. Some people think it is an Obama takeover plot. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who is officially in the race, said the Pentagon assured his office it was just a training exercise. Let's listen.
I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration, the natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust what it's saying.
Rand Paul also came out. He said, look into it. And former Texas Governor Rick Perry said, you can question the government, but not the military. He tried to tamp down some of this, what a lot of people think is just conspiracy theory. Paul, your thoughts on how the candidates have handled this issue?
It is, if you're a Republican running for the Republican presidential nomination, this is an issue you have to talk about, because there is a fringe element out there that will vote in the GOP primary. So you can't dismiss it 100%. You have to give them a little bit of love, I guess you could say. But at the end of the day, you have to be very careful. This is the military. Whatever you feel about the administration, this is the U.S. military. And for a Republican running for president, you have to always support the military.
Let's talk about Mike Huckabee for a second, because the former Arkansas governor did get into the race this week. He won the 2008 Republican caucuses in Iowa, and he told UK that he's in it beyond Iowa.
We want to win Iowa. We plan to win Iowa. We're going to do everything we can to win Iowa. But if we don't, I'm not going to go ahead and announce now that we're done.
But just to all due respect to Iowans, he still has to go to Iowa, right? Kay, I mean, how's he standing out in such a crowded field?
Well, that's a problem for him, especially since his victory in 2008 was due to the coalescing of a lot of social conservatives in the state who decided that he was the alternative to Mitt Romney that year. He has to compete with the likes of Ted Cruz and others who have become sort of the darlings of the conservative movement in the intervening years that he hasn't been around on the political stage, although he's been on the, you know, the broadcast stage from his job at Fox News. He readily acknowledged he has to go to all 99 counties in Iowa. He has to engage in retail campaigning. He has to reach out to people. What struck me about his announcement tour is it was felt to me a lot like John McCain when he first came out in his second try for the White House. I wonder how long Huckabee is going to be able to have the financial support to wage the kind of front runner and in that front of the pack candidacy.
Although didn't John McCain got the nomination that time?
He did, but he went through, you know, the doldrums where he didn't have a lot of money to campaign.
That's right. Carly Fiorina, let's talk about her. She got into the race this week and said she's going to run on her business record as former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, although critics point out that she laid off tens of thousands of workers, was forced to resign in 2005. Here she is on NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Meyers joked with her about how she didn't register a website in her name.
So right now, someone else has registered the domain, and if you go there, it talks about how many people you laid off at Hewlett-Packard and has a bunch of a sort of an upside
frowny
down frowny
faces.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, actually.
It's not bad. It's pretty funny.
Kind of funny.
And so that's good. So you have a sense of humor about that?
Yeah. Do you know who owns SethMeyers.org?
Certainly have no idea.
I do.
You do?
I do. I just bought it in the green room, actually.
You just bought it in the green room.
So you better be really nice to
me. Oh, my goodness.
Tonight.
Paul, how'd she do in her first week of campaigning?
There were a lot of smiling faces in Iowa as she was traveling around. She is the candidate who actually slings the sharpest arrows at Hillary Clinton, and that really motivates people. She sat down with the Des Moines Register's editorial board. She had addressed this HP issue and the layoffs. She said she was engaged in a boardroom brawl. She defended her stewardship of that company. I think the challenge for her will be, as she moves forward from here, providing some concrete answers to all of the problems that she's identified with Hillary Clinton's candidacy and with the country.
And Paul, briefly, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I interviewed her about a week and a half ago when she was coming through New Hampshire, and she's coming back this weekend. But she really emphasized that, yes, she could, if she was the nominee, she could really make Hillary Clinton run on the issues and not on her gender, because, of course, Carly Fiorina is the only woman among the 15 or 20 Republicans who are either running or about to run for the nomination. And that that actually will help her. She does stand out. She does stand out from the rest of this crowd because of her gender.
Paul Steinhauser is political director of NH1 in New Hampshire. Paul, thank you.
Great to be here. Thank you, guys.
And Kay Henderson is news director of Radio Iowa. Kay, great to have you. Thanks so much.
Happy weekend.